You're listening to the voice of George Rogers Clark High School Athletics, WWKY. Broadcast sponsors include Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Clark's Pump and Shop, Citizens Bank, Furniture World Superstore, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Meek Frazier, Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Rymar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, The Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. Stay tuned. First pitch is minutes away on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.
Put me in cold.
We are just minutes away from first pitch. Joel Bennett here, Len Midden with me, and we are at the GRC field. We've got softball action today. The girls will hook it up, and it'll be Berea offering the competition to the GRC Cardinal girls team. Both these teams coming in looking for a win. You could say probably their victory starved. The last time out, it was Berea. They got thumped 20-4 against PL Dunbar. That was the last game that GRC won, and that was back in March. Berea comes in, their record at 1-10, and the Cardinal girls, their record at 2-12. GRC looking to snap a three-game skid. They had a five-game skid. They got that win over PLD, and they beat Dunbar 8-7, a game that we were going to be carrying for you, but we had a rainout, and they played it the following day, and scheduling couldn't permit it. But the Cardinal girls got a win there. Berea, it's been a while. They the last win they had, I say it's been a while. This week they took a 10-run win over Bergen High School, but again, that stopped a nine-game losing streak. Len, I guess you could say both these teams are victory-starved. If you're going to play a game on this beautiful day, and you want to feel good about yourself or see where you're at, let's get some action. This would be it.
It would be. Pitching and defense have been major problems for both of these young squads, and they're trying to rebuild. Clark comes in, as you mentioned, at 2-12, and Berea at 1-10. So hopefully a good game. Both teams are young and been struggling with the year. The scoring for Berea, they've only scored 47 runs for the year and given up 176 runs. The stats for both teams, very even. Berea team batting average at 247. GRC comes in at 257. The ERA pitching for Berea is 10.84, a little better than GRC's 12.35 ERA.
Let's go to the public address for today's starters.
Hitting seven, playing right field, number 14, Kay Stepp. Batting in the eighth position, playing first base, number 3, T. Mellon. Batting ninth, playing left field, number 1, B. Miller. In the flex position, and playing third base, number 8, B. Osborne. And now, the starting lineup for the home team, your Lady Cards, leading off, playing center field, number 38, Anaya McIntyre. Batting second, playing right field, number 32, Emma N.C. Hitting third, playing third base, number 7, Kennedy Easton. Batting cleanup, the catcher, number 21, Addison Wilson. Hitting fifth, the pitcher, number 1, Bella Gwynn. Batting sixth, playing shortstop, number 8, Morgan Parks. Hitting seventh, playing left field, number 31, Meredith Fryman. Batting in the eighth position, playing first base, number 52, Lexi Burke. Batting ninth, playing second base, 00, Alyssa Webb. Ladies and gentlemen, in honor of America, please rise and remove your hats for the singing of the national anthem. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous flight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Thank you so much. In honor of a softball player that the softball community lost, we want to take a moment of silence. Number 77, Sophia Black, was killed in a tragic accident 3 years ago. GRC is wearing pink ribbons in honor of her. Please bow your heads in a moment of silence now.
We get ready for girls softball as GRC hosting Berea here in this ball game. And as Lynn mentioned, I'm Joel Bennett, Lynn Midden here with me. Lynn, the records are similar. The batting averages are similar. The pitching is similar. So pitching, it should be a pretty good matchup.
Right. Pitching so dominant here in girls softball, and both teams with young pitchers, and they've struggled with a high ERA, 10 and 12 respectively. So we'll see who's going to get the W today. GRC looking for their third win, and Berea looking for their second win.
So the Cardinals girls team, they send to the mound. They've got on the pitching rubber Arabella Gwynn. She goes by Bella. Bella Gwynn comes in. She has pitched in 10 games, nine of them as a starting pitcher, and her strikeout-to-walk ratios, more passes, bases on balls as opposed to strikeouts. She's given up 53 earned runs, carrying a 10-point ERA. I'm looking at this, Lynn. Defense, when she's been pitching, maybe needed a little better support.
I was one of the other stats. A lot of unearned runs, and catching the ball has been a problem for GRC this season if you look at the stats.
And you mentioned, I will echo that and put a buttress under it, because in this game, much like baseball, it's pitching and defense. If you can keep runners off base and make the routine plays, you'll win a lot of ball games.
No question about it. You got to pitch it, throw strikes, and make plays defensively, and that keeps you in a lot of games.
But this game could help Bella Gwynn. She's going to be facing a Berea Lady Pirate team coming in with a .247 team average. So I won't say that she can get well here, but could be a confidence builder.
Hopefully that will be for actually both teams. Hopefully we'll have a good game with both the young teams struggling here this season.
Katie Lewis is going to lead things off. Game time temperature is first pitch is 82 degrees. Beautiful day outside. We have hit the high point as far as temperature here today. This pitch below the knees and actually hit her on the shin. So one pitch, and we've got a free pass issued to Katie Lewis.
No, she's coming back.
Is she coming back? I thought the umpire indicated that it hit her, but evidently a ball below the knees.
It skidded in there. I couldn't tell if it hit or not, but apparently the man in blue said no.
Well, and actually they put a strike on the board, so maybe hit her bat whenever she dropped down to try to attempt at a bunt. This one rides high and away for a ball, and even at 1-1, creeping in on the third base line is Kennedy Estep and girls fast pitch softball. They play in on the corners. A lot of bunting, and this artificial surface, it can get to them quickly. Swing and a miss. Fastball at the knees, and a pretty good pitch. Good cut there.
Threw it right by her. Addison Wilson is a battery mate of Bella this afternoon as she's catching. Lexi Burks at first. Kennedy Estep, as you said, is over third. Morgan Parks at shortstop, and Alyssa Webb is the second baseman.
Pitch on the outside corner, call strike three. So a strikeout and a punch out called out looking for the leadoff batter of Berea.
Good start for Bella.
Sure is. Boy, this is beautiful. This is my first game in this press box. The sight lines are just beautiful. You see the GRC High School Gymnasium, that GRC Arena, and also all this GRC campus just beautifully positioned right here from this perch that we have behind home plate. Swing and a miss on a high fastball to Addie Taylor, and Gwen ahead 0-1.
If you haven't seen this facility, come out. It's worth the trip to see these girls and the guys play this spring sports.
Took something off of it to get me over strike, and it appeared all the way was Taylor. I don't know why, but the bat on her shoulder, and it's a call strike two.
Change up fooled her, I think.
She did. She didn't offer at it. Just enough as kind of a get me over fastball with an 0-2 count. Coming right at her, it's tapped out in front of the plate, fielded by the catcher, throw on to first, and they got him. So pouncing on it quickly, Addison Wilson. Two down, nobody on for Berea. The one thing about this sideline, they call it the batter's eye. You have right center to left center. There is no background. Of course, when softball in, they play with that fluorescent yellow ball.
Really don't need a background. It is a beautiful scoreboard and a beautiful facility here, as you mentioned. Cardinal Stadium, the football stadium to our right, and the GRC
arena, yeah.
It's to our left, so quite a view.
0-1 the pitch. You got Addison Schaus, her opposing number. Schaus, the pitcher for Berea, swinging and missing on the first pitch. Schaus back in the box. She's a sophomore, swinging again and coming up dry. 0-2, and Gwen throwing strikes, and that's a good recipe for success. Two down, nobody on. Opening frame of this Berea GRC girls softball action. Both these teams needing a win. Here's the 0-2 delivery. Grounded to short. It got under the glove and into center field for a base hit. So just under the glove of the outreach shortstop, Parks. She was ranging to her glove side and thought maybe she'd have a play on it.
A little bit of a late break on it and couldn't get to it.
So a two-out single brings to the plate, and a little different batting stance here for Bertotto. She's got her front foot out of the box. Throw down. They picked them off. So caught looking is Schaus, and a snap throw down by Wilson catches her napping, and that closes out the inning. So in the inning, no runs. There was one hit. Nobody left on base. We'll come to the bottom of the first. GRC girls coming up back in 1 minute.
Hey, here's great news from LA1 in Winchester. The peach is back. The great combination of LA1 and peaches is here. Now rest easy, all you hardcore fans. We'll never mess with the original. So go to your favorite store and grab your favorite flavor of LA, including new Peach LA. Get more details on our website, LA1.com, and on all LA social media. And remember, the peach is back.
CDE Sanitation is focused on providing garbage collection services with the highest levels of customer satisfaction. CDE Sanitation will do everything they can to meet your expectations with fair prices, superior quality, and exceptional customer service guaranteed. For pricing and pickup options, call 859-749-1362. That's 859-749-1362. Make the switch today to CDE Sanitation.
J. GRC girls softball coming your way. The Cardinal girls coming up to bat here in the bottom of the first, playing Berea, the Lady Pirates. They had a game yesterday. Berea run ruled in three innings, 20-4 by Paul Lawrence Dunbar. Some other games of interest. It was a 15-0 shutout, Pendleton County over Nicholas County, and Wolf County 3-0 over Johnson Central. Those teams also on the GRC schedule. Coming up for the Cardinal girls, Lynn's got the first three lineup.
And then McIntyre will lead off for the Lady Cardinals. Emma NC will bat second, and Kennedy Estep is in the three hole. First three batters for the GRC Lady Cards.
This team's struggled to score some runs, so top of the order, I think, is a premium.
And they'll go against Addison Schaus, who comes in with a 11.39 ERA. So if the Cards hope to hit, they got a chance here tonight with Addison Schaus on the mound. Defensively for the Lady Pirates, Tess McClinn is at first, Addie Taylor second, Katie Lewis is at shortstop, and Brinkley Osborne is the third baseman. Brooke Miller is left field, Cadence Bertello is in center, and Cadence Steph is in right field.
Settling in, right-handed batting, Anaya McIntyre. She takes one up around the letters for a called strike. McIntyre, 357 average. Really boosting the numbers for this GRC team. 15 hits leads the club, and she scored 13 runs. So if she gets a hit, usually she's coming around to score.
Good speed at the top of the order.
Yeah, I'm looking here, Lynn. She's pretty much out in front by a long shot on the average, also at the plate hitting. Second pitch sails high, and it's a 2-1 count for McIntyre. So unless you got Schaus bringing something in there a little better, if you're McIntyre, you may have let go the best pitch you're going to see. This one, though, bounces up there for ball three. So it's 3-1 to the leadoff batter for the Cardinal girls.
Schaus has given up 39 walks and 35 strikeouts.
Well, you like it 2-1 or better, strikeout to walk.
Mm-hmm.
Good pitch. Taken all the way was McIntyre, and Schaus delivered to get me over fastball, and that runs the count to full.
27 innings pitch. You have 70 hits, 107 runs, only 45 earned runs. So defense has been a problem for Berea as well.
Release point not there. Held on to it too long. It sails way out of the strike zone. A leadoff walk issued to Anaya McIntyre, who leads the club in stolen bases. She's 4 out of 5 in stolen bases. We'll see what happens here. Emma Ince, right fielder, settles in, squares to bunt, pulls it back, throw down, nobody at second, and sliding in safely is McIntyre.
Center fielder had to come in and make that play. I would have gone that very heads up because nobody covering, as you mentioned.
She squared to bunt. Second baseman went to cover first, and that shortstop, not on the wheel play, didn't go over, as Lynn said, and center field had to back it up.
Fake bunt steal.
1-0 count. This one bounces up there, something you don't often see a left-handed catcher for Berea.
Had a nice backhand stab that time.
Sure did. Cora Reed came up throwing down on that steal attempt, and I saw her throwing with that left hand, and I thought, wow, you don't see that often.
No.
2-0 pitch, below the knees for ball three. And NC and ahead in the count, 3-0 with a runner at second.
Comes in batting 303 for the year. Second best on the team.
Pitch below the knees, and the first two batters have reached base by virtue of base on balls. So a walk to NC. Brings up the number three hitter, Kennedy Estep. Estep looks down to third baseline to the coach. Head coach Brian Caudill, first-year head coach. Third head coach for GRC in the past four seasons. Squaring to bunt, then a little butcher boy play. Slapped it to first, throw over. Got by the first baseman. One run will score. Moving over to third and holding there is Ince. So an unearned run as a fielder's choice puts Estep at first base. So an error on the second baseman covering the play allows that run to score. Swinging and fouling it straight back, Addison Wilson, cleanup hitter, bats here with runners on the corner, and GRC on top by one. Wilson. So a little butcher boy play. Yep. Most of the time you see them chop it to third. That time it went to first.
And a good, well placed.
It was. This one bounces up there. It's in the dirt. And moving down to second base on catcher's indifference is Kennedy Eastep.
First and third, pretty much automatic go, and that was a pitch that the catcher had to backhand again.
With first base open, a run in, it's a 1-1 count and a foul straight back. Ran it in on the hands of the cleanup batter, Addison Wilson, doing the catching for GRC girls. And that pitch looked like it was coming in screaming, hit me, hit me. And
Addison on Addison.
There you go. Moving up in the box. Try to get her swing timing down a little bit. Here's a 1-2. Gets by the catcher, a wild pitch, and that's going to score Eastep, who slides in. Or make that Enzi, who slides in, and moving over to third on the wild pitch is Eastep. So Cardinal girls on top, 2-0, getting those two runs without registering a base hit just yet. All of them count, though.
Defensive problems have been a Berea's problem this year.
They play them in on the corners, and here's a pop-up on the infield. It's going to bounce in, and she's going to be credited with an infield single. They hold the runner at third, who was holding, thinking that ball should have been caught.
And it should have been.
Should have been caught. I don't know how you score it, Lynn.
I don't know. I guess we'll give her a hit.
So a home team gets a home scoring advantage, I guess. No RBI as a runner held at third.
She didn't get her glove on it. She just let her hit. I thought she was going to maybe try to force, but there wasn't a runner on the first.
And the sun in the eyes of the infield, evidently this time of the day.
That could have been the problem.
Posing a little bit of problem. So an infield single, and we've got a runner. They're going to bring a courtesy runner in for the catcher, Addison Wilson. Stepping in at the plate, it'll be Bella Gwynn. Gwynn, the pitcher, settles into the box. Pitch a strike and going down to courtesy runner, stealing second.
Ashwood, Allison Ashwood, the courtesy runner.
This pitch bounced in there. Nice stop there by Reed to backhand it. Second time we've seen that left-handed catcher block him here at the plate. Without the dirt, though, this all-synthetic turf infield gives some good hops. Here's a fly ball that's going to get down in right field. One run's going to score. They're going to hold a runner at second and chugging in with a stand-up double and an RBI is Bella Gwynn.
Found a hole between center and right that time. Bella with a two stand-up double.
So Ashcraft at third, Gwynn at second. There's nobody out. Cardinal girls have played at three, and they bat here with two on, nobody out. And Morgan Parks, the shortstop, steps in, takes one off the plate for a ball. So the Cardinal girls with a crooked number here in the first, and here's a pitch that's going to be called for a strike. I think we're going to see that strike zone maybe expand a little bit, help this pitcher out somewhat. Umpire having a brief exchange with the catcher.
Morgan comes in at 0-59, so she's due to hit.
Well, two on, and she takes a beautiful pitch there. That one at the belt across the plate for a called strike, and it's 1-2 with two on. If you're looking to get well, right here's the time.
Yep.
With two runners on and a big gaping hole in right center if she can go that way. Swing and a miss.
Late on the fastball.
Shall Scott her punch out swinging. There's one away and two runners still on. Fryman comes to the plate. Meredith Fryman, the left fielder. 259 average on the season. Fryman with, on the season, five RBIs. That's good enough for a third place on the team. Got a chance to pick up two here with a hit. Swing and a miss right through a fastball as Schaus.
Trying to get out of trouble. It
looks like she's found a little rhythm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, struggled to find the strike zone early. Now she's pumping some strikes.
3-0, Cardinal girls lead. Here's a pop-up on the infield. No infield fly rule. It's in foul ground, but still couldn't come up with it. Parks couldn't catch it as it was right there in front of the Berea dugout.
Yeah, Cora Reed, the catcher, had that one beat all the way until it hit her glove and bounced out.
Lynn, now let me ask you this. Yes. On a scoring decision, I may be wrong, but I believe I've seen it in baseball where if this next batter gets a hit, that catcher is given an error.
I'm not sure about
I'm
that.
I'm not either, but I
might be right.
We almost saw it happen. There was a foul straight back.
It should have been an out.
Should have been an out. But anyway, there's Hayes' phone's ringing. Somebody's going to correct you on that, or me. I'll lay it on you either
yeah,
way.
Either way.
Here's the 0-2 below the knees for a ball. Now it's 1-2 with one out and runners at second, third. Cardinal girls have played at 3.
Cora Reed, the left-handed catcher, has been wearing out with that backhand.
Pretty good.
It's the right-hand hitters. She's diving over there and making some good plays.
There's been one get by her. Pitch upstairs, and it's 2-2. So Schaus, who was ahead in the count, now finds herself even at 2-2.
The Lady Pirates from Berea.
You know, it's not an extremely hot day, but you want to get out of there as quick as you can. And here's the third foul ball straight back by Meredith Fryman, who is getting a piece of it. She's not putting it in play. Lynn, you said rebuilding this. Last two seasons, GRC has been a district runner-up, looking to get the program back rolling. 14 and 16, 10th region tournament champs, won three games in the state tournament in 16.
A lot of tradition. Back to Jackie McLeod, and he was a perennial winner in the 10th region, and then have been on and off since then, had some good teams. This year, some of the girls left, and I don't know the reason, but they started off a young team this year and trying to rebuild.
Well, Schaus lost Fryman after being ahead 0-2. She walks her for her third free pass in the inning, and that loads them up. And coming up here is Lexi Burke, the first baseman. She's the eighth batter to bat here in the inning. Burke, a good hitter, 290 average, a free swinger. She's struck out 12 of her 31 plate appearances and sharply grounds it into center field. One run will score. They got the wave on. Two will be plated. And Burke wastes no time, Lynn. First pitch hitting, drived it up the middle.
That's why she's down the bottom of the order at 310, and she got two ribbies right there with a nice base hit. That's five on the board for the Cards.
So the number nine batter, Alyssa Webb, second baseman, will come up. And on deck is Anaya McIntyre, the batter that got all this started. Cardinal girls up 5-0. One out. Still batting here. Pretty good looking pitch there. The umpire said it must have been a little low. Although Webb in there, you throw it low. She's a small strike zone. 5 feet tall. This one fouled straight back. Evens account at 1-1. Webb, a junior on this team, playing second base, batting here with runners at first and second. Five runs are plated.
235 average coming in.
That one also low, and it's a 2-1 count. Good hitter's count for Webb, and you look at the Berea's defense. They're playing in at third, and the shortstop edging over that way. There is a gap up the middle. Shortstop really shading toward the third base
big gap
line. So any ground ball that normally would be fielded at short, I mean, it's almost like a shift is on left side of that infield.
Except the second baseman is playing straight away.
Straight away.
And so that leaves the gap with it. Enormous.
Sun right in her eye as she's blocking it. And this pitch, a changeup in there for called strike three. So Shouse came in and pulled the string, as you would say, or I would say, or anyone. That kind of changed speed right there. One of probably her best pitch she's thrown.
I agree. Fooled her.
So a two out. Both outs by punch-outs, one swinging, one looking. Here's McIntyre batting. McIntyre walked and scored the game's first run, stole a base. Came around to score on an error by the second baseman trying to field a throw at first. Fly ball, shallow center, going back. It's going to fall, and one run will score. Burke over to third, and... You know, these
McIntyre takes second on the throw in. But these pop-ups should be caught, and they don't. Berea not getting a glove on it, so it's going to be a long day if we don't. Defense doesn't pick up for the Lady Pirates.
That one scored an error, and
who are you giving it to?
Second base. All I right. had, and no RBI on the play. Two errors in the inning for Berea. Stepping in at the plate is Emma Ency. Ency walked and scored back in the first, came home on a wild pitch. She hits one sharply to short, fielded, throw over, not in time, infield single. Burke will score.
Nice play with the shortstop, but a little late as Ency can run and beat out an infield single. Cars batting around.
Over at third now is McIntyre. You got runners on the corner, and GRC has played at seven in this inning. Pitch down and in for a ball and stolen base at second by Ency. Here's the pitch. Tapper foul, third base line, and Shouse and her Berea Pirate team just looking to get out of there. There's two outs in the inning, two out and two on. Seven have scored.
Walks and errors.
And pretty much it.
Hits. Excuse me.
Pretty much it. Here's that's a bleeder right over the first baseman's head. One run will score. They're going to wave it on, and two runs in. And a two-out, two RBI single, just a bleeder over the right, over the first baseman's head into right field, and two more runs in. So the hit parade continues and
batting around and around.
Around and around, and two outs in the inning. And Shouse and her Berea team looking for an out.
Nine runs, six hits. For the Cards, two errors for Berea.
The umpire says, let's play, and here's a pitch. High for a ball. The Cardinal girls have scored nine runs. They played at nine in this inning. And for GRC, four of them have scored with two outs. So Berea can't hardly get off the field. Faking a stab at her stolen base as E-step, and she retreats back to first. Cardinal girls have stolen four bases in this inning. Here's a pitch by Shouse. Fly ball, center field. That may get down. That's going to be dropped in center. Hitting second, rounding third, coming around to score is E-step, and pulling in at third base is Wilson.
Triple.
Error on the center fielder, and that's 10 runs in the inning. And I didn't know if the mercy rule, if they rolled him over, and right now the home plate umpire confirming with both clubs So evidently it's not a 10-run inning, and then or 10 runs, and then you flip them over.
Coach Cotto feeling a lot better, looking for his third win.
Well, the batter at the plate is Bella Gwynn, and her team's put her a 10-run lead in order to pitch with. She's at the plate and looks at a called strike on the outside corner. It evens the count at 1-1.
13th batter in the inning.
Cardinal girls on top, big time. Bouncing up there, and it's 2-1 to count to Gwynn. Two down, runner at third. Maria wanting to get off the field, off the diamond, but it won't be that easy. There's a base hit, clean single up the middle by Gwynn. Gwynn with her second hit and her second RBI of this game.
10th run and 7 hits. 15th batter in the inning, the first inning. We could have a mercy rule here if this keeps up.
Well, the high school rule, 15 runs after 3 innings, 10 after 5, and right now Berea just needing an out. And you're looking at Berea, they've got second-year head coach, Cinda Holland. Berea's had 3 head coaches in the past 5 years. You go back to 2016 and 17, 10 wins. In each one of those seasons, that's been the top total for Berea. They were the district runner-up in that 2017 year.
In that tough 11th region, too, in an A school, makes it difficult to compete.
Yeah, Berea with 330 students in their school, George Rogers Clark over 1,700. So Lady Pirates, not with a lot of pupils and players in which to choose, and they traveled over here with 12 players. They're trying to get out of this inning, and this one bounces up there, and it's a hit by pitch, and you got two runners on. As Gwynn takes second, Morgan Parks, who struck out swinging in the first, this time she reaches on a hit by pitch.
Ms. Holland goes to the mound.
Time called as Coach Holland going to the mound, and we may have a pitching change. We've got a break in the action. The Cardinal girls with a 10-0 lead here, and they're still batting into first. Lenny Midden, Joel Bennett here. We'll step aside. 30-second break. We'll be back after this brief message.
Woody's is known for good sports, good times, and good food. How about a hot brown with homemade gravy, prize-winning beer cheese, wings with 9/11 hot sauce, mild and Cajun rub, or maybe some nachos? The Woody's menu has something for everyone, including kids. Woody's off the Winchester Bypass. Steaks, seafood, chicken, sandwiches, and over 20 widescreens to watch the game. 923 Bypass Road next to Planet Fitness off the Winchester Bypass. Save by using the Zucker app.
GRC girls leading Berea, two out, two on, batting here in the first. Here's a line drive, one hopper, and all hands are safe. Couldn't get it out of her glove, made a nice play on a one hopper. Katie Lewis looked to flip it to second, but nobody home. And a fielder's choice loads the bases.
Shout still remains in the game after the conference.
Cardinal girls still batting, and a pitch below the knees for a ball to Lexi Burke. Burke had a 2-RBI single her first time up. Bats here with bases loaded, two down. There skips up there for ball two. Here's a pitch. Schaus delivers. It's upstairs for a ball. Not bad velocity, just location Nowhere near the plate on that. 3-0 the count. And Shouse one pitch away from walking in the 12th run of this first inning.
Just misses.
And the umpire said just a little low, and I thought maybe he was going to give her a strike, and that is not the case. So the bases stay loaded, and Alyssa Webb comes to the plate. Webb called out on strikes her first time up, which was actually in this inning. Pitch skips up there for ball one. Again, Cora Reed getting a workout as the catcher and doing a fine job keeping that ball in front of her. Runners moving with two outs as Shouse delivers. This one on the outside corner for a called strike. Evens the count at 1-1. A game like this as a batter, you don't want to develop bad habits and swing at bad pitches, but, man, when they're loaded, you want to swing.
Yep.
You can't swing at something like that, though.
She's just struggling to find the zone.
Borderline pitches, I'm cutting.
And I think the umpire's calling.
Yeah, there you go. This Berea team played last night. They played Paul Lawrence Dunbar. Took a loss after they had won the previous game against Bergen earlier in the week.
And Bergen had beaten this team 18-7, I believe, earlier in the year.
Yeah.
And came back with a nice win.
That stopped a nine-game skid, but
another walk.
Their chances of winning this one are really getting away. As there's a bases-loaded walk, Webb gets an RBI and another run in. Morgan Parks comes across to score.
Batting around for the third time, second time.
Well, you know, and if you're Shouse, it's a bad feeling to feel like you got to do it all yourself, but in all due fairness, she's got to throw strikes too. This ball is pitched to McIntyre, who's been up twice and scored twice without a hit. She's reached on an error both times. Walked or reached on an error, I should say, both times at bat. Here's a little pop-up to short, and they got out of the inning. So the pop-up to short ends the inning. In the inning, though, the Cardinal girls, they roll up 13 runs. They scratched out seven hits. Berea committed three errors, and the Cardinal girls left them loaded. We played one inning, 13-0. GRC way on top. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Here's Adam Zofi, Vice President and Bluegrass Region Market President, Citizens Bank of Kentucky.
At Citizens Bank of Kentucky, we believe banking is an experience. We recognize you have a choice when it comes to selecting a banking partner. To our present customers, we are grateful for your business. To those we don't have the privilege of serving, we look forward to earning your trust. We hope to introduce you to a better alternative to reach your life's goals.
Citizens Bank of Kentucky, Bullion Boulevard, Winchester. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We only started this road trip 15 minutes ago, and we have about 6 hours left. But there's a McDonald's right off this exit, and that kind of feels like fate. Deal.
Get a McDouble, McChicken, four McNuggets, or small fries. Buy one, get one for a dollar at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
High school softball coming your way right here on your Gateway Sports Station, WWKY. Glad to be here. Joel Bennett, Lenny Midden here with me. Cardinal girls on top 13-0 as Berea bats here in the second.
About as big as the first inning as I can remember in a while.
I don't know that I've ever seen the lineup roll over three times,
yeah, I know,
but it did.
Yep.
First pitch coming in by Bella Gwynn, who's been staked with this huge lead. It's bounces up there for ball one. Bertotto is at the plate. She is a cleanup batter. She was at the plate whenever an alert play by Addison Wilson picked off a runner at first, squaring the bunt and then taking a pitch at the knees for a called strike is Bertotto. If you're looking at, if you're the coach over there, Coach Wilson for Berea, take some pitches at the plate. You know, let us stay in the shade here a little while. They had a laborious first inning.
Yeah, particularly the pitcher, Addison Seau, says, please get a little rest.
Count goes to 2-1 as this, the 1-1 pitch bounces up there. And
just the opposite, if you're defending, you want to throw a lot of strikes up big.
Yeah, up big. You just get it over the plate. You're exactly right. 400 hitter is Bertotto. 8 hits and 20 at-bats.
Yeah, she's their leading hitter by far.
Second on the team in RBI. She swings through a fastball there to even the count at 2-2. Berea batting top of the second. Here's one laced foul down the right field line. First base umpire. Palms upward, kind of like... like that old song, Why Can't We Be Friends? He lined it right at him.
He loose down there.
Count holds it 2-2. Bertotto batting, leading off the second. Gwynn kicks and deals. And, man, took a nice pitch on the inside corner for a called strike. Wow, that was a pitcher's pitch. It rode right in on the hands. Got the black and called strike three. That's the third, the second punch out for Gwynn in the first four batters.
Yeah, both looking too.
Good point. That's true. Well, the catcher Cora Reed steps in. Reed, the left-handed catcher, also bats left-handed. One out, nobody on, and Reed takes one just above the letters for ball one. Mackenzie Strong on deck, the designated player for Berea, who comes in here with a 1-10 record.
Reed steps in at 0-63, so a lot of these Berea Pirates struggling at the plate this year.
Pitch down and away for a ball, and it's 2-0, the count. Yeah, and I mean, what you do for that is you just practice. I mean, you just got to get a machine out there or something and feed them 60-mile-an-hour fastballs. So, you know, hitting something with arch really is not going to get your timing. That pitch up above the letters, around the chin for ball three, and it's a 3-0 count by Gwynn. You know, the major leagues have taken a little different twist in that. Don't see BP at the ballparks anymore. That batting practice coach, rarely are they out there throwing. A 3-1 pitch taken all the way for a called strike. With the way the fastball and the velocity down Major League Baseball, they want to see that.
And it's up, so, you know,
like
15 years ago, if you threw 92 or 3, you were one of the hard throwers in the league. And right now, that's not average.
That's just a get-me-over fastball on a 3-0 count, yeah. Well, this pitch taken for a called strike, and the count runs full. One out, no one on base. Here's a payoff to Reed. Trying to frame and bring it back is Wilson, but the umpire says not this time. It's a ball four and a one-out walk. So Wilson will take a trip to the pitcher's circle. And a runner on over at first. Berea had a runner back in the first inning. It was a two-out single for the pitcher, Schaus, but then she was picked off on a heady play by Wilson, snap throw behind the runner.
Mackenzie Strong at 368, one of the better hitters for the Lady Pirates in hitting right-handed.
Gwynn brings it inside, caught the inside corner for a called strike, getting ahead of the batter, and that's a good sign.
Another snap throw down to first. Chases that runner back, Reed.
That can really quell the running game when you see that catcher has picked off one early. Here's a nice pitch, throw down on a steal, got her. And Berea running for the life of me, I don't know why, down 13-0. And they ran right into that, and Wilson with a good throw from a seated position, kneeling position, guns down, Cora Reed.
Didn't have to move her glove. Wilson hit it right there, and easy out.
Count here 0-2. strong in there at the plate and swings late on one that blew it right by her, and that's going to be the third out of the inning. Two strikeouts in the inning for Bella Gwynn. No runs, no hits, no errors. We played two complete. Cardinal girls leading Berea Pirates by a score of 13-0. We'll be back. Second inning coming up in 1 minute here on WWKY.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. and they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Need a checkup? Choose primary care that's a fit for the whole family. Clark Regional Medical Center offers primary care for all ages with checkups, vaccinations, and preventative screenings from experienced providers. Every patient is unique, so Clark works closely with you and your loved ones to get you the medical care that fits your needs. Choose primary care at Clark Regional Medical Center. Choose well. To find a provider, call 888-847-3627.
Cardinal girls lead big here over Berea Lady Pirates 13-0, and it'll be the Cardinal girls coming to bat here for the second inning. It'll be the 2, 3, and 4 hitters, Lynn.
That'd be Emma Ensie, Kennedy Estep, and Eddie Wilson coming up for their third attempt as they batted around in the first inning.
And each one of those players, Lynn, scored two runs.
Right, 13 runs on 7 hits, 3 errors, and 3 left on.
Of the 13 runs, 10 of them earned. Shaw stays on the pitching rubber for Berea, and she's looking to have a little more accurate second inning of work. But her defense needs to help her, of course. She issued in that first half, in that inning, she issued 5 bases on balls and hit one batter. So, I mean, you got to find the plate and get in the strike zone, but her team with 3 errors and some of those 7 hits, Lynn, I was reading your mind. What were they?
Yeah, I was just going to say it possibly could have been easily 5 errors.
Yeah.
Two of those hits were real questionable and should have been caught.
Yeah. But here we go with the Cardinal girls batting in the second with a huge lead. First pitch swinging, grounded to short, fielded, throw over to first, not in time, hustling down the line with an infield single. That's Emma Ensie. So Ensie with her second hit in the game. She is now 2 for 2, scored 2 runs, and has driven in 1, and she's at first base. And we're going to have some players coming in, some substitutions here. Batting for the Cardinal girls, it'll be Lorelei Viers coming in. A senior will get a shot at the plate here. Lorelei Viers checks in. Right-handed batting senior.
Should we hit for Estep?
And I'm looking here, Viers has had 7 plate appearances on the season, looking for her first hit. Viers, a right-handed batter, got a sturdy brace on that left knee as she settles into the box, and Schaus throws one behind her, and it goes all the way to the backstop, moving into second on a wild pitch. The third such offering of the game by Schaus will put Ensie over at second base. Viers batting here for Estep. Estep had scored 2 runs and was 1 for 2. And here's another pitch in the dirt. And moving over to third is Ensie. So a 2-0 count to Viers, who's seen 1 behind her and 1 in front of her.
Hard to hit those.
And there's one just above the letters. And again, that's one of those teaser pitches. In a game where the pitcher's struggling and you're wanting to drive a run in, you're tempted to go after that. Byers did not. She's ahead in the count 3-0 and takes one on the outside corner at the knees for a called strike. So Shouse needed a strike. She was able to deliver. And again, the infield of Berea, the shortstop, Lewis playing way over toward third.
And so deep, she's had two she's gotten but can't throw it out. She's playing so deep and doesn't charge the ball on this turf. You know, the runners have been able to beat the throw.
Yeah, it's going to get to you quicker, but you really could play deeper, but you need to have the arm.
And you got to be able to charge it.
The range, yeah. Exactly. Fouled off by Byers. Counts full, and here's the payoff. Grounded back to the box. Throw over to first. They'll take the out, scoring. The run coming in is Ency. So the out is 1-3. There will be an RBI credited, as it was not a fielder's choice on that. Settling in on the box right now, coming into bat, Addison Wilson. She scored two runs. She's 1-for-2 in the ball game. Her standout plays have been behind the plate. She's thrown out two runners, once on a snap throw pickoff, the other time on a caught stealing on a Lady Pirate runner. She looks at one that bounces up there for ball one.
I noticed she really gets rid of the ball quickly. And a good arm to go with that, and it's tough to run on her.
Pitch below the knees for a ball. Quickly, she's ahead in the count, 2-0 with one out, nobody on, one run in here in this inning. It's a 14-zip lead, and just a non-committed swing that time by Wilson comes up dry, and it's 2-1. Sometimes you can be a count hitter. 2-1, look dead red fastball, and you can get fooled. That time, Wilson, I think, one of the just more getting overly eager.
Looking for something else.
Pitch bounces up there and hits her, and she'll take a free base. So a one-out base runner here in the second. Cardinal girls will send out a courtesy runner. And the courtesy runner, Asherwood, who scored earlier in the ballgame, the junior comes in to run, and Holland, Coach Holland for Berea, comes to the pitcher's circle to talk with her club. And we may have a pitching change here, as it looks like the girls are getting ready to make a change. So Shouse, she will take a seat, and Berea will have a new pitcher on the rubber. We'll take a one-minute break. When we come back, Lynn and I will tell you about who's taking the rubber, and baseball or softball play continues. We'll be back in 1 minute here on WWKY.
Watch your mailbox each month for your Winchester Town Money Saver. The Winchester Town Money Saver is full of money-saving coupons for the things you want and need. Be sure to check townmoneysaver.com for coupons online, too. The Town Money Saver, delivered to 15,000 homes and businesses each and every month by mail. Shop locally, save locally, with help from your Winchester Town Money Saver. To advertise, call Brad Toy at 859-585-3885.
Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs and activities for all ages. From youth programming to adult fitness to aquatics, they have something of interest for everyone. Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs that enhance the health, wellness, and quality of life. Check them out on Facebook or on their website at winchesterparksandrec.org.
Cadence Bertotto comes on in relief for Addison Shouse, and Shouse will just trade positions with Bertotto and take center field. Bertotto showing some promise there, bores a strike in on her first offering.
According to my records, this is her first time in the circle this year.
1 1/3 innings of work for Shouse. Here's a line drive hit behind the runner, right field. It's going to go to the fence. That's one base. Now going for two, they're going to wave around Asherwood. She's going to score and trying for an inside the park. And coming in to score, that'll be Bella Gwynn.
Bella with the inside the park home run.
Got all the way to the fence.
That's the hardest ball was hit today, and that was right fielder couldn't flag it down. And as you mentioned, all the way to the wall, and Bella Gwynn's going to score on that, and she did.
She was almost on the heels of Asherwood, who saw that ball come right on her heels. It was shot down the right field line, and Asherwood saw a line drive blister right by her. Here's a pitch in for a strike to Morgan Parks, who's batting here, from the offering by Bertotto. Parks is 0 for 1, hit by a pitch and scored her last time up. One of the two strikeout victims, but she grounds it sharply to short. Field it, throw over, and there you go, Lynn. She moved in a little. She listened to you.
And
Katie Lewis threw her out.
And it is a little bit harder hit.
Sharper, yeah.
And so she had a chance to throw her out that time.
Pretty good play that time. Lewis makes the play.
6-3, put out.
Lewis, a sophomore shortstop, and glove's not bad. The arm's got to get a little stronger, but like you said, some coaching could help there too, getting her to move in. We've got a pinch hitter coming in for GRC. Abby Horn, a junior, will settle in at the box.
Batting for Parks. No, right. Parks just hit the home run. Right. Had him for Fryman. Meyer.
One ball, no strike count. As Bertotto delivers. Nice get me over fastball there. Belt high, and I don't know whether she'll see one any better there. That's in there for a strike. Evens the count.
16-0.
Two outs. Base is empty. Pitch up and high and away. For a ball, it's a 2-1 count. For the moment, Lexi Burke on deck should the inning continue. Abby Horn pinch hitting here. The junior bats with the bases empty and two down. Here's a 2-1 pitch just off the plate, down and away, and it's going to make it a 3-1 count. Here's a wind and the pitch. Boy, and there's one right down Broadway, and she looked at a beautiful pitch, and that's going to bring the count full at 3-2.
A little more velo with this pitcher, Bertotto.
Yeah, and the finding the strike zone, hitting a few more spots, and here's the 3-2 pitch that's fouled back and out of play. Off the top of the dugout, I think my new Chrysler van is safe. I parked behind Hayes McMakin, so
you're good,
he's got that F-250 that's going to shield me, see?
That's right. I got the old truck, so you can hit it.
You're not in the Porsche?
No.
No?
I don't take it down here.
Come on, Lynn. You're styling. Here's the payoff, and it's fouled off. Ran it in on her hands, and Horn hanging tough. Swinging at strikes, and Bertotto, she's pounding him in there.
Got the old 03 Ranger.
Two outs, bases empty, Cardinal girls up big. Maria pitching, and that's going to issue a two-out walk as Horn worked her for eight pitches and then finally gets the walk. Close the book on Shouse. As Burke lifts a fly ball to center, Shouse right there, and she stabs it for the third out in the inning. But GRC, they put up three runs in the inning, three runs on a couple of hits. There were no errors and a runner left on. Coming up, top of the third, GRC leading big here, 16-0. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Are you ready to turn your dream of owning a home into a reality? Look no further than Traditional Bank, your trusted partner in making home ownership a breeze. With a dedicated mortgage lending team and local decision makers, home financing just got better. Traditional Bank's competitive rates and faster loan closings, along with our best-in-class service, opens the door to your dream home. Find a local lender at traditionalbank.com/lenders. Traditional Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Tired of being put on hold for minutes on end? Want to speak to a person instead of a machine? Want your pharmacist to know you by name when they see you? At HCA, they take your health care personally, and they value your time and your business. They will work with you to make your health the best it can be. Their patients love that they know them by name and that they can call them at any time, day or night, if needed. HCA is locally owned and operated, and they look forward to earning your business and proving that they're big enough to serve, but small enough to care.
Well, the Cardinal girls leading Berea here big, 16-0, pitching a shutout. On the hill is Bella Gwynn. She has a one-hitter as she works into her third inning. It's a 16-0 lead, so unless Berea can scratch out a couple of runs, this game could come to an end. They have yet to get through the order as Gwynn has faced the minimum. Well, the reason she's faced the minimum, there's been a pickoff at first and a caught stealing, which... She is now going to face the number 7 batter, left-handed hitting, Cadence Step, into the plate. Gwynn looking to try to pick up her third win. If she can get out of this one without surrendering a couple of runs. First pitch, fastball belt high. That's a good start in there for a called strike.
Steps in at 133 batting average for the year.
The flags here, half staff. We did have a moment of silence at the beginning of the game. They said there was a softball player passed some 3 years ago. Here's a tapper to third. Nice play. Caught it on the short hop over there was Kennedy Estep and throws out the runner.
Nice play by Kennedy.
Yeah, took a short hop.
Mm-hmm. And charged it. Caught it on the short hop. Had to, or he wouldn't have got to get the speedy runner. You know, on this artificial turf, you don't realize, you know, you're speedier, too, getting down the bent line.
Tess McGlynn swings and misses. McGlynn comes in here on the season, a 333 hitter. She's 4 for 12 in the 7 games that she's played. She swung and missed at the first pitch. Looks at one here. Hits a little soft liner. Fielded on one hop. Throw in the dirt. Hit. But digging out over there at first base was Burke.
Pretty.
Who made a nice scoop.
Parks to Burke 6-3, and both of them had good plays on their end. Parks had to short hop that and with a quick throw, snap throw, a little bit low, but dug out nicely. By Burke.
So Brooke Miller will step in. The left fielder for Berea represents their last hope, and she nubs one off to first base, fielded by Burke. Step on the bag, and that'll do it. And the Cardinal girls can claim victory here as GRC comes away with a 16-0 shutout win of Berea in an abbreviated game, a run rule game, and both these teams looking to rebuild. Berea, they... won their last game out against PLD, but then, against Bergen, but drops this one. They have lost now two in a row. Their record goes to 1-11. GRC, with their third win of the year, their record improves to 3-12. We'll take a 1 minute break. When we come back, we'll wrap it up. Game summary, stats, and comments all coming up on WWKY. Back in 1 minute.
Home and auto insurance from Kentucky Farm Bureau. They just go together. They go together like grandmas and cookies, like suits and ties, like stars and stripes, like rhythm and blues, like country and western, like puppies and chewed up sneakers. We've all been there, am I right? Save when you bundle your home and auto insurance. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
I'm Lauren Bink-Fraser with Clark County Farm Bureau Insurance. Give me a call at 859-744-1716.
Looking for a unique way to spend your day? Moorhead, Kentucky is home to three art galleries that are sure to amaze you with local artwork full of joy, beauty, whimsy, and enlightenment. Visitors of all ages enjoy an afternoon perusing exhibits at the Kentucky Folk Art Center, the Rowan County Art Center, and the Golden Yang Art Gallery on the campus of Moorhead State University. Learn more about upcoming events and shows at visitmoorhead.com.
Here at the beautiful Cardinal Stadium, the girls softball complex, GRC picks up a win, and they defeat Berea here in a final in a run rule game, an abbreviated game, 16-0. The Cardinal girls batted around actually three times as McIntyre batted three times in that first inning. And, Lynn, it was just a game where GRC, if you wanted to get well and you wanted to feel good about your team and get on the bases and run the bases, this was the game.
It was that. It's a game that, like you said, to get well, the Berea team that comes in here with only one victory, and they didn't play very well tonight, and GRC took advantage of that. And they've had their troubles this year, too, so a nice moral victory for the Lady Cardinals here this afternoon.
Yeah, both these teams, GRC, three head coaches in the past 4 years, and Berea, three head coaches in the past five seasons. So they're trying to build and reestablish their program and find some positive things. Berea, again, a Class A school, 330 students. They came over, they competed, they played hard, they had a good attitude. They just got run ruled in this ball game. For the Cardinal girls, the line score, 16 runs on 9 hits. They didn't commit an error. They left 4 runners on. 13 of the 16 runs were credited as earned. For Berea, no runs. They had 1 hit. They committed 3 errors and had no runners left on base. Bella Gwynn, the winning pitcher, went 3 innings, gave up the 1 hit, walked 1, struck out 3, and hit a batter. She faced the minimum, Lynn, went through the lineup 1 time.
Yeah, Gwynn with a 2-3 strikeout, 1 hit game. Her improves to a record of 3-7 for the year. Addison Schaus takes the loss for Berea, and she falls to 0-8. Berea 1-11, and GRC improves to 3-12.
Big hitter in the game, Bella Gwynn, also the pitcher. She was the star at the plate as well. She went 3-for-3, drove in 4 runs and scored 3, had a double, a single, and a homer, and was a triple short of the cycle. So she had a good day on this beautiful day and on this ball field. So, Lynn, we've got action coming up next week. You'll be back to the baseball diamond and tell us about what we've got coming up.
We've got Lexington Catholic coming to town here on April 24th, Wednesday, and we'll be there to have that game here on WWKY. So it should be a good one. Come out and support.
Grudge match. GRC beat them early. I'm sure
Catholic
will be ready to play them hard.
And they're highly rated. They're way up there in the standings, not only in the 11th region, but in the state. So should be a good one. Come out and support the GRC Cardinals. If you can't, listen to us right here on WWKY. Next Wednesday, the 24th at 5:30.
Gateway Radio Works, again, committed to your communities and your schools and to your children here. So we thank all of our sponsors for jumping on board with that same philosophy and that same belief. In a game that took right at 1 hour, about 59 minutes, right at 1 hour, a three-run, three-inning abbreviated 16-0 Cardinal girls victory over Berea. That's going to do it. I hope you have a great weekend. For Hayes McMakin, our onsite engineer, Tim Smith, our producer, Lenny Midden, right beside me, Joel Bennett, saying thanks for listening. Have a wonderful rest of the week.
You've been listening to George Rogers Clark High School Athletics on WWKY. Broadcast sponsors include Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Clark's Pump and Shop, Citizens Bank, Furniture World Superstore, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Meek Frazier, Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Rymar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, The Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. Remember, there's only one place to follow George Rogers Clark High School Athletics, Winchester's own WWKY.